Hey everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding area. You're hanging out with me, Kayla, and I just want to take a moment here to stop in order to stop COVID-19. So step one, let's refrain from going outside and postpone any meetings with others. Step two, let's communicate through the phone, internet, and SNS so that you're physically away, but you still maintain in contact with others. And finally, step three, let's focus on personal hygiene by putting on a mask and washing your hands everywhere all the time. COVID-19, we can prevent it together. And if you're in doubt about having any symptoms, please call and ask 120 or 1339 or your regional health center before visiting the hospital. And as you guys know, it is Thursday, which means we'll be right back with High Level Korean.
This is High Level Korean with Hanguga Chunjae on TBS EFM.
Hey everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding area. And I hope you guys are having a fantastic Chuseok holiday so far, but I am very lucky to be joined by Professor Daniel right now. Hi, Professor.
Good evening. I'm feeling very festive today.
No kidding. I feel like we've been waiting for this day to come for a couple weeks now, right?
Definitely, yes.
It is the holiday season, but I feel like for those of you who maybe weren't here last week, we might want to give you a quick review because we did have a lot of fun last week with some of our 의태어, didn't we?
We sure did. Those mimetic devices, right?
Oh, yeah. And last week, I felt like those were the ones you could really almost picture them in your mind because they're just so visually, like, I don't know how to do it. Visually sounding? Sound
Agreed.
Visually? I don't know. But
the more you say them, the more you visualize them. The more you visualize them, the more you remember them.
Right? Oh, look at that. Professor Daniel being good at both English and Korean, whereas I'm like, wah, 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 wah. So, let's just kick it off here by reviewing a couple of these. So we kind of were talking about roads for a while here.
We sure were, yes.
And that first one here was 울퉁불퉁. Now, what on earth did that mean again?
A little rough, a little rugged.
A little bumpy.
Yep. Not quite flat or smooth.
Yeah, you can just picture it. It's that ultung-putung kind of feeling going up
undulating.
And down.
Undulating.
Yeah. Oh, it's so visual. I love it. But then we started talking about directions as well.
We sure did. So the next one is juk-juk.
Oh, juk-juk. Well, that to me there kind of gives that feeling of you're just going straight. I often hear it when you're in the taxi, like, juk 가시다가. It's that kind of just keep going straight feeling, right?
Bingo, absolutely. So just straight as an arrow there.
But then you get the opposite of that then. We have the 꼬불꼬불, right?
Exactly. So here we're not talking about the quality of the road, but the where the road goes. And in this case, super duper windy.
Yeah, it's kind of like zigzaggy, I guess you could say there. But then we kind of switched gears. We started, well, actually, these next couple ones are kind of weather related.
They sure are. The next two are. And the first one is pong pong.
Oh, I love that one. Pong pong. And then the second one was gong gong. Now, I wanted to kind of compare these two. What is the difference between pong pong and gong gong? What
okay,
are those?
Okay, so pong pong here would be snow falling or the sound or the action of snow hitting the ground. And then gong gong here is to be frozen.
I see. So, like, this is that heavy sound of, like, snow just kind of piling up there, just falling down hard.
Pitter-patter, yep.
Yeah, it's that pong 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 sound. Whereas gong gong is when it just freezes over, right?
Exactly. Frozen stiff, yeah.
Gotcha. That makes more sense. And these next couple ones here, we had three of them that were kind of, what do I want to say, weight related?
Yes, yes, exactly. So for the body shape oriented words here. So the first one, dung dung here, so to be chubby or a little bit on the overweight side, right?
And this one was like not the best connotation, right?
No, exactly, yes.
So we kind of almost think of it in terms of like maybe even fat, could I say?
Bordering on that, yes.
Yeah. Exactly. So there's dung dung, but then we had that second one, which was podong podong. What was that?
Adorably cute and round.
Oh, those look kind of like the chubby cheeks of the little kids.
Exactly, or a little puppy.
I love that. But we had that third one there, which was 오동통. And I feel like some people could get confused with this. What does 오동통 mean?
So kind of fleshy, or a little bit of extra meat on like a crab, for instance.
Yeah. Okay, so like crab, lobsters, when it's got that extra little yummy, delicious meat on it there.
Absolutely.
It's full of it there. And then our last couple ones we had here, we just kind of have a mishmash. The first one here is 뒤죽 박죽. What on earth does that mean?
Speaking of mishmash and hodgepodge and higgly piggly, right? Higgledy piggledy, I believe. Yeah.
I love that. Do you like how I segued into that?
Wasn't
yes, that a good
was
one?
Perfect.
I loved it, yeah. But as we said, 뒤죽 박죽 is, of course, like that hodgepodge messy. Yeah, I loved your word choice. Higgledy piggledy.
Exactly. A true to form jampong, as it were.
Right? I love it. But then what were these last two we had?
Okay, so we have two shapes here, or two manners of doing things. So the first one, 동글동글.
Okay, 동글동글. And then what was the second one?
So the second one is 차곡차곡.
차곡차곡. Okay, these sound a little different here. 동글동글. I feel like I've heard this one before. Obviously we mentioned it last week, but it gives that feeling of something kind of either rolling
being around. Round in shape.
Yeah, and so that 동글동글 kind of feeling. But 차곡차곡, what was this one?
Okay, so to put something in a pile very neatly, one by one, step by step.
I love that. You guys, well, if you wish to review those a little bit more in depth, please feel free to check us out at our Naver audio clip there, iTunes. We'd be happy to go over that with you again. But as you guys know, it is the Chuseok holiday season, so I feel festive. I feel like we should share some high-level Korean related to Chuseok.
Absolutely, and we should probably look at what Chuseok means first.
Yeah, could you actually break that down? Because I've heard a couple terms used for Chuseok before in Korea, and it confused me to no end for years.
Absolutely. So you'll hear probably three terms in general. So of course, Chuseok would be the most common. Mm-hmm. Another kind of almost first contender there would be Hangawi.
Yes, yes.
You'll
see
that all over the place. A lot of hyunsumaks or placards, banners will have that.
즐거운 Hangawi 보내세요. Like that sort of thing.
Just a synonym for Chuseok there. And I would say, as far as I know, there is no Hancha for Hangawi. So it's 순수 우리말.
Oh, really? I did not know that here. So does Chuseok then have the Hancha to it?
It sure does. Okay. And it's 가을추, so autumn. Mm-hmm. And then 저녁석. So 석식할 때 would be 저녁 식사, another word.
Interesting. Yeah. I did not know that here. So you said there were three kind of terms for it. We had the Chuseok, we had the Hangawi, but what was that last one?
Oh, the last one is pure Hancha here as well. So 중추절. So Middle Autumn Festival, which is, of course, also used for the festival in China.
Right? Oh, my goodness, you guys. I did not know this. This is me learning some high-level Korean along with you, because that one was new to me. But I feel like the beautiful thing about Chuseok is that not only like the whole atmosphere of it and the, you know, the meaning behind it as well, but there's a lot of sokdam and kind of phrases as well associated with it. And what exactly are they trying to bring, these sokdam? Like, what's the meaning behind them? Is there something like, you know, for this one, for example, the one that I'm thinking of here is the 도도 말고 덜도 말고 한가위만 갔다라. That is a Chuseok kind of sokdam. It's a 관련된 sokdam. But like, I'm trying to get the meaning of that. What exactly does that feel like there in terms of Hangawi?
I guess like kids in English-speaking countries would be like, well, let every day be like Christmas, kind of a similar kind of vibe. So that it's a perfect day of the year. You have your bountiful harvest. You got the whole family together. You have some food and some games that we'll talk about later. Mm-hmm. You got everything going for you.
I love that. That's a really cool feeling. So it's kind of like no more and no less. That's that 더도 말고 덜도 말고. And it's like you said, like, let every day kind of be like Hangawi, or like Chuseok, I guess.
Exactly,
you could say.
Yes.
Here, if every day could be like that, that's what that Hangawi-man kattara is kind of saying there, which I don't know, it's kind of cool to learn that. I didn't know that.
Same here, I looked that up, so it's a good one. Right?
Look at the professor coming all prepared. But is there anything else kind of related to Chuseok in that term?
Well, tons of games, I would say, most likely.
Yes, oh my gosh, there are a couple I actually had heard of. What's the one that you were thinking of right off the bat?
Okay, the one I would say would be Ganggang Sulle.
Oh, yes. I have seen this so many times. Of course, we have seen it. When I was a teacher, we would do it for like 체육 시간 as
sure,
well.
Sure, yes, yes.
But of course, that wasn't...
체육 대회, right?
Oh, yes. But that wasn't like the event, 강강술래, like the 추석 event, the 추석 행사 one. That
exactly.
one.
Just a bunch of kids having fun. Right?
Exactly. So, yeah. That's like the PE time one there. But for 추석, I have heard that there are these humongous 행사, these huge events where there will be tons of people that will gather together to kind of perform.
Hopefully dressed in hanbok. Right?
Oh, that would be so... I really want to see a proper 강강술래 someday. Before.
I've only seen it on TV, but it looks amazing.
It
right?
does. But like, what can you explain 강강술래 for our listeners here?
Sure. So I guess, you know, typically it should be on the night of Chuseok when mm-hmm. the full moon is out. Mm-hmm. Then a bunch of women would gather in a big village field, a wide old field, hold hands and skip together to the tune of a traditional circle dance.
Interesting. And yeah, there's this whole thing. I remember reading about it where it's kind of like crossing your hands in front of you so that your right hand is grabbing the person next to you's left hand, and your left hand is grabbing the person right of you's hand over there. Does that make sense? Like
yes,
you're crossed
yes, so
over?
You're intricately linked. Kind
exactly.
Of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah. You're not just like swinging around here willy-nilly. You got it. You're all linked up. But what's interesting about Chuseok is that I had heard one origin story of it, but then when I discussed with my PDs, there was a completely different origin story that I had heard of.
Do tell. I'm curious.
So when I was, as you know, I've mentioned I've been to the Sawi Tongap program, and of course they cover many a topic there, including 강강술래. But what we had learned is that 강강술래 is kind of like it was one of those things where they would wish for the good harvest, and you know they would hope for getting a large, you know, either like crops or good fish or whatever it might be. It was kind of a way of like, I don't want to say praying for that, but hoping for that sort of thing. And so I had learned that as that they would play this game in hopes of a good harvest. And to me, that's why it would make sense that it was kind of associated with having those events at Chuseok. You can see them at the Chuseok Hengsa that because it kind of is associated that way. But the PDs had a different one. Do you happen to know this, the second version of what...
No, I was not aware of that when I heard it.
So. Okay, so this second one here apparently is related to Admiral Lee Sun-shin.
Oh, very famous from the Im Jin-wei Run.
Yeah, you mentioned that actually last week. We kind of talked
about it. Did come up, didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, we had mentioned it when we talked about Kobuk-san and whatnot. So as we said last week, Lee Sun-shin is a very famous admiral here.
Yes, he is. His statue is right in Gwanghwamun. So.
Exactly. And apparently there was like this theory that, you know, these women in the town would dress up kind of like men with, you know, like whatever sort of equipment or arms that they had here. And the enemies would see this and think, oh my gosh, there's so many soldiers here. We can't go in there. And so then they would run away. But apparently that kind of played a part in the creation of the 강강술래
game. Makes sense. So a bunch of people in formation.
Yeah, exactly. Here.
Perfect.
But you know, it's not confirmed, of course, that this is just theory and like no one knows exactly the origin of 강강술래. I just thought it was interesting that there were so many different origin stories kind of going around.
Agreed. And it seems like a pretty addictive dance there. So.
Oh, yeah. No, it's great to watch. But what's another kind of game or something that you would associate here?
Okay, so this you can see a bit more easily, I would say, on TV. So the next one is shirim here, mm-hmm. so Korean traditional wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's both a folk game that you can just play for fun and also a professional sport.
Mm.
I know of the Chunha Jangsa Championship.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
A few celebrities who I won't name got their start there, right? So.
We've actually mentioned them, if you guys remember from a headline. We've talked about
nice.
One.
A very famous one, yeah.
Yeah, and have you actually seen Shirim in person?
Or? No, I have not. It looks amazing, though.
It does. And, you know, I've actually been able to... Well, I've watched it on TV, and it looks like such a testament of strength to those
Agreed.
Athletes.
The biggest man or woman doesn't always win, too.
Yeah, yeah, true. It's a lot about your tactical approach to the game.
Exactly, yes.
And don't they have a thing that they kind of wear around their... Is it their waist or where...
Yes, it's like a belt.
Yeah, what Absolutely. Would that be called?
That's called the satba.
Satpa. Okay.
And your opponent would grab, I guess, both sides of the satpa and try and wrestle you to the ground.
So you're kind of trying to throw that person down off their feet.
Exactly. And whoever loses their balance first, like mm-hmm. if I believe the if a part of your body below the knee touches the ground or you lose your balance, mm-hmm. then your opponent wins.
Mm. And now what I had heard about this here is, now, 시름 is not only a like a Chuseok related thing, of course not. Like, you can see shirim many different places, of course. It's just that around the holiday times, there were often many competitions that
Agreed.
Would be on TV that you could see it.
And this was much more popular years ago from what I've heard.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
on TV, at least.
It, that makes sense here. I do remember hearing about how a few years ago this was much more popular due to those certain celebrities.
Yes, yes. And fewer TV channels back in the day, right?
Also true. Very true. That plays a part in it there. And actually, I just got a nice little note here from our Timjang. He kind of was talking about the different sort of satpa that there are. And apparently, there's the blue and the red ones
yes,
as well.
Yes, so they would have different color satpas, as far as I know. Yeah.
And so, if we were talking about the blue one, there's the cheong satpa, mm-hmm. which I feel like people can recognize that cheong when we talk about cheongbaji.
Exactly.
It's that same
blue, jeans, right?
blue that we're getting in there. Whereas the next one here is hong satpa, and that's for the red one, right?
Exactly, yes.
Makes total sense here. We've got the two different types of, you know, belts that they grab there. And it does look like such, it is such a cultural part here. I remember learning about this as well in the government program here that we take. And I feel like if you ever wanted to try it, there are certainly a lot of places that you can go and learn how to do 시름 as well.
Any traditional festival, I'm assuming post-COVID would have it back.
Post-COVID, so, yes. Yes, correct. Make sure we are all safe and sound here. But this last one was one I had never heard of before.
Yeah, so this we had to reach deep to find here. So
this is high level here.
It sure is. And the last one here is 가마싸움.
Yeah, now it's funny because actually when I was talking over with my PDs, they thought that this was an uta. They thought this was a mistake and that we were thinking of a different game.
Oh, okay.
But,
Soul
no. I'm not sure if I can say it on here, so mm-hmm. I'm just not going to. But
okay.
This one, 가마싸움, is a very kind of specific type of approach to this game here. It's even using terms that we don't really use in English, which
Agreed.
Shows you how it's not a commonly played game. It's more of what we'd say a performance, I
Agreed,
guess.
Agreed, yes, yes. More of a ritual, probably.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah. So you could see it perhaps at certain holiday performances or events. Here, somebody's like showing this to an audience.
Most likely in this day and age. Yeah.
Okay. And so like, what is this here?
Okay. So a kama here is, so saum, of course, is fight. But
yes.
A kama here is a palanquin, or more an easier translation would be a hand-carried chariot.
Yeah.
Like if someone's getting married, like...
Yeah, that's probably the best way, because even for... Oh, so the professor and I here, we had been talking before the show, and I was like, have you ever used palanquin in your
never.
Life?
And so, I've seen it. I've never said it yeah, until today, right?
So. And so we both were looking it up, like, what on earth does this mean? And yeah, the best way, picture in your mind... So like a box, and it's like a covered enclosed box, and normally a person would sit inside that sort of thing.
A king or
yeah.
someone on the way to get married.
And normally we would imagine them as having these two rods where four people would carry them. But mm-hmm. here, this palanquin, or we would say chariot type thing, it says it has four wheels, that there are actually wheels attached
Absolutely.
To it.
Absolutely. So four wheels attached. So a very special chariot. Yeah.
I love the term chariot. I just feel like, oh, coming in my chariot.
A lot more dramatic here. Right?
For sure. But how do you play this game?
Okay, so you'll get a bunch of kids of various ages mm-hmm. From the local village school, which mm-hmm. is called a sodang.
Sodang, okay.
Mm-hmm. This is different from a hyanggyo, which would be a school for older kids, Confucian scholars, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids would come together and try and basically steal away or destroy their opponent team's chariot.
Oh.
So you'll have two teams, to split them into teams, and then try and get at the other team's chariot.
Interesting. And something that I heard about this is that there's sort of some, I don't want to say superstition, but theory that that you might pass an exam well.
Yes.
If you win.
Whichever team ends up winning, it's said traditionally that they are more likely to do well or to 급제하다 on the traditional civil service examination, which was called the 과거.
The 과거 시험. Would you say that's the equivalent to like the 공무원 sort of
시험 today? Absolutely, yeah. Yes.
Okay. So it's just kind of like the term that they used back then.
Yes, yes.
Perfect. Also associated with this would be lots of parades, lots of music. They often talked about using traditional musical accompaniments.
Yes, and while many of our listeners may think of like a samulnori type band, but in this case it would be called pungak, the type of music played.
Pungak. Okay, so make sure you hit that pungak there. And I find that it's really interesting that you can see all these different games, not necessarily only chuseok, that's not what it is, but you know, on holidays, these kind of traditional games that you can either go watch or participate in. I feel like if you sort of compare that to around the world, there are certainly a lot of similarities or crossovers, maybe not necessarily games, but just in general, like harvest-related things.
Absolutely. So I took a quick look on, in some sources here, and many countries do celebrate like a traditional harvest festival.
Mm.
So the one in China apparently is called, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, forgive me if it's not correct, but
중추节. 중추节. Oh, my Chinese is non-existent.
Better than mine, right?
So, yeah. This here is also like an autumn festival, right?
Exactly. Or often known as the Mooncake Festival in, at least in the U.S. and other English-speaking countries. Why? Because they serve delicious mooncakes.
I love that. I want a whole festival dedicated to mooncakes. I love it. And as you guys know, I've talked about Thanksgiving before in the States. You guys know that it's not a specific one day, you know, like set date. It's the fourth Thursday in November, so it changes every year.
Our version of the lunar calendar,
right? We're making it all special over there. But you know, it's got the turkey and the stuffing.
Oh, I'm getting hungry.
Oh, I know, me too.
And pumpkin pie.
All the pumpkin pie, anything pumpkin, really, and it's just delicious. And so I've kind of gone into that enough. But actually, even in Europe, they have covered it. And in Germany, I was reading about how I think it's the first Sunday in October. There's also kind of a similar holiday regarding the harvest. It's a religious holiday. I do not speak German, so all our German listeners, please forgive me. I'm going to say it's Erntedankfest.
Sounds legit to me.
I don't know. I'll have to check that over. But there's all sorts of different festivals here. We could cover even more Canada, India, Southeast Asia. There's all these different festivals that you guys can get into. So if you're interested, make sure you kind of check them out. See if there's something from another country that you might want to incorporate into your holiday celebration.
Awesome. And wherever you are, whatever you're celebrating, have a great time and stay safe.
Exactly. Yeah, most importantly, stay safe. But as you guys know, I always want to get a little more time in for the movie part here because we have a superstar actor in the house. So let's take a listen to our clip.
That's not a punch. There's no rule of punch. There's no rule of punch.
I love
this. No, this is a funny one.
Right? This is a really funny one. And it goes well because we were just talking about games and things like that. So this is from the movie 사오메 기술. And I would like to hear Daniel's best rendition of this.
See what I can do. So, 그건 반칙 아니에요? 임마, 사오메 반칙은 어딨어? 사오메 룰이 없는 거야.
Good. And so basically, you know, the first person is like, hey, isn't that a foul?
Aren't you cheating?
Yeah. Like, what's going on here?
Cheater.
And then the second guy is just like, hey, there's like no fouls in fights. There are no rules in fights.
All's well that ends well, right?
So. Yeah, and that's where we said the 반칙 here is a foul, if you'd like to talk about it. But the one I want to talk about is 임마.
Oh, that's a dangerous word.
Yeah,
it could.
What is 임마? What would we say is the equivalent?
I would say an imbecile, adult, maybe an idiot. So,
not necessarily a yoke or like a swear word, but it's not a good meaning.
don't call your boss that.
Yeah. Absolutely Never. Not. Right. I would just recommend avoiding harsh terms if you're not quite sure how it's
Make sure
used.
You guys are very close before you ever use that, right?
Well, Daniel, thank you so much for joining us on this happy Chuseok holiday. I had such a blast with you today.
Have a merry Chuseok yourself.
Thank you. And I hope our Korean geniuses as well have a great and happy Chuseok. I will be here tomorrow, so make sure you guys join us again then. This was 한국어 천재. I'm Kayla. I'll see you guys tomorrow. And let's take it on out with our final song here. It's by 서영은, and it's called 얼굴이 반칙.